Pope Benedict XVI today received the bishops of Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei, who were here in Rome for their ad limina visits. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Pope Benedict told the bishops of Malaysia, Singapore, and Brunei their mission is to present the Christian faith in ways that will resonate with the innate spiritual insight and moral wisdom of the Asian soul, so that people will welcome it and make it their own.
In particular, you need to ensure that the Christian gospel is not in no way confused in their minds with secular principles associated with enlightenment. On the contrary, by speaking the truth in love, you can help your fellow citizens to distinguish the wheat of the gospel from the chaff of materialism and relativism. You can help them to respond to the urgent challenges posed by the enlightenment, familiar to Western Christianity for over two centuries, but only now beginning to have a significant impact upon other parts of the world.
The Pope said by stressing the universal character of human rights, grounded in the dignity of the human person created in God's image, you carry out an important task of evangelization, since this teaching forms an essential aspect of the gospel. In doing this, Pope Benedict said, the bishops follow in the footsteps of St. Paul, who knew how to express the essentials of Christian faith and practice in a way that could be assimilated by the Gentile communities to which he was sent.
This Pauline apostolate requires a commitment to interreligious dialogue, and I encourage you to carry forward this important work, exploring every avenue open to you. I realize that not all the territories you represent offer the same degree of religious liberty, and many of you, for example, encounter serious difficulties in promoting Christian religious instruction in schools. Do not become disheartened, but continue to proclaim with conviction the insatiable riches of Christ, so that all may come to hear of the love of God made manifest in Jesus.
Pope Benedict went on to say, in the context of open and honest dialogue with Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and followers of other religions, the bishops help their fellow citizens recognize and observe the law written on their hearts by clearly articulating the truth of the gospel.
In this way, your teaching can reach a wide audience and help to promote a unified vision of the common good. This, in turn, should help to foster growth in religious freedom and greater social cohesion between members of different ethnic groups, which can only be conducive to the peace and well-being of the entire community.
Pope Benedict also said he is aware that in the territories under the bishop's care, there are some regions where it is rare for people to see a priest, and others where people have not yet heard the gospel. The Pope said they too have a particular claim on the pastoral solicitude of the bishops, and that in this context the formation of the laity takes on added importance. Pope Benedict said through sound catechesis the scattered children of God can know the hope to which they have been called. In this way they can be prepared to welcome the priest when he comes among them. I'm Philippa Hitchin.